Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Yes, HBO's Barry is heading into its fourth and final season on Sunday, April 16th. It earned Henry Winkler an Emmy, a couple of Critics' Choice Awards, and Henry's also writing his memoirs to be released this October called Being Henry. And my pal, Henry Winkler, joins us once again here on WGN Radio. Hey there, Henry, how are you?
I am so happy to be here with you.
Thank you so much for joining us again. You know, you have been on the road quite a bit in this last month or so. Yeah.
That is true. Since January, I have been in 8 cities.
Oh, wow. Wow.
One of them, the great Chicago.
I know. I just missed you at a little steak place that you frequent when you're in town here. I usually go there after my show. So,
oh, my God.
Little steakhouse across the street. I
Absolutely.
Love that place. Oh, I love that
because
place.
Because I was at the Comic-Con.
That's right. That's right. You know, Barry, taking its final bow, you know, 24 episodes in already. The fourth season will add another 8. And I'm kind of sad, and maybe you are too, that, you know, this brilliant show is wrapping itself up.
Well, you know what? Aside from having the most fun,
yeah,
which we do, we really still, after all this time, because remember, we started in 2016.
Right.
Then we had to wait for HBO to say yes. Then we did the first 2 seasons. Then we started the 3rd season and went home for 2.5 years because of the pandemic.
Yeah, yeah.
Then came back all in masks. And now we have finished the 4th season. And I will miss these people very much.
I'm sure. I am absolutely sure. You know, the season ended after Barry was arrested. And
oh, was he?
Am I giving something away?
But I mean, like, you know, it's about time.
Yes, it is about time. And your character played, obviously, the biggest role in finally making that happen.
Well, he did kill
the
girlfriend, the one person in the world, including his son, that I loved.
Yeah. Yeah. Under the you know, but here's the thing. Unable to retaliate, really, you know, your character... You know, Barry opts for a different route instead of trying to kill you. He's going to keep you under his eye and help revive a dormant acting career. But you got the last laugh in that last episode.
I did. And then I want to tell you that he continues laughing.
Yes. Yes, which I don't get. I don't get.
Oh, my God. You know, see, that is also a reason I'm going to really miss the show.
Yeah.
Because it is so well written.
Yeah.
And this year, Bill has directed all 8.
Oh, okay. Oh, did not know that. All right.
Yeah. So he chose to direct all 8, and he and Alec chatted about it. And he's an amazing guy.
Yeah, you've really enjoyed working with these folks. I think that's probably been the biggest joy of everybody.
He writes, he produces, he directs, and he acts with me. And you never see a ripple in the water.
Mm-mm.
And I know that there are problems.
Mm-hmm.
Because every schedule has a problem.
Sure.
Too much money, can't do this, you lose a location, there's an actor who's sick, you know, the scene isn't working, so he rewrites on the set with his good friend Duffy.
Wow.
And Liz. It's amazing to watch.
Yeah, because when you're in the feeling of the character and you're in that mood and you're in that space, you know, you want to make it better. And you're going to know really quick if something's going to work, not work, and, you know, how do we just kick this up one more notch, right?
Yeah, and I'll tell you how you do it. You do it by listening, because Bill has such a vision that all you do is say, yeah, I can do that. And then you try your damnedest to make it work.
No question. Yeah, no question. And I know every season so far, it has brought you so much joy, but you have been nothing short of brilliant with this character, Henry.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, brilliant. It's amazing
watching
you.
You know what? Oh, I was just in Orlando. Mm-hmm. I was at a Comic-Con. And I met up with four members of the original cast of Scream.
Oh, that's cool. All right.
It was so cool because I haven't seen, I saw Nev in the last 10 years, but I haven't seen the other actors in 30 plus years. It was amazing to come back together again. You're a family for a moment.
Right.
You leave.
Right.
Everybody's life carries on. And here we were in the same room. It was like we never left the set.
Well, you know, I've talked about this with you before, but it's got to be fun, like when you're meeting these fans and the different generations, because you're talking about 30 years since you've seen all these people in one place. But you know it's a different generation based on all the work and what work comes to mind, whether it's Scream, as you mentioned, or Happy Days, or Waterboy, or Parks and Rec, Arrested Development, Barry. You know, there's a love for all the work you do, and it does transcend several different generations.
You know, now, at this age, at this moment in my life, it's so amazing because I'm able to finally see it in total. Mm-hmm. I'm able to see from you know, where I began in Hollywood with Happy Days and the Mary Tyler Moore Show,
yes,
to now. And then nothing is like a Comic-Con where people come up to you and everybody online has another favorite that they grew up with. It's amazing.
You mentioned Mary Tyler Moore. There was it was an episode called The Dinner Party. It was your first credited role 50 years ago, by the way. And
amazing.
They one of the classic TV networks just ran that. Like, I just saw it like a week or two ago.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah.
It really was cool.
Yeah.
I mean, that was something. That was another ensemble that was tight. They could read each other's minds.
I know, but that's pretty good for a first credited role on television. You're on that show.
Amazing. I'll tell you but how Hollywood works. Yeah. And this is only in explanation. I do it on a Friday night in front of a live audience.
Mm-hmm.
We have fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wearing my own suit and tie.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I was cast, there was no time to get wardrobe.
Oh.
So I brought in my own suit, my own tie. Saturday night, I go to a party. And I had just arrived in Hollywood. Somebody I met at the Sunset Marquee, which is a motel hotel in Hollywood, West Hollywood, where actors stay while they're in town to do things.
Mm-hmm.
Rock stars stay there. My favorite. I love meeting people who make music.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, somebody comes up and goes, "Oh, you're Henry Winkler. I heard about you during the taping of Mary Tyler Moore." I'm telling you, it was not 24 hours. That's how fast word travels in Hollywood.
That's cool. That's so cool. And I mean, again, an amazing first gig doing this, and especially you said you just moved there, so you know how long actors are there for, even a decade.
Years.
I was going to say, you know, waiting tables, doing what they have to do to make a living before they get discovered on some level. That's not a bad start.
But my good fortune is I'm telling you, I don't not think about it every day.
Yeah.
How lucky I am that I'm still doing and not dreaming about it.
Yeah, very, very true. Very, very true. You know, when I see you play Gene, I have to tell you, I sometimes think to myself, it has to be exhausting shooting an intense scene, because there's been a lot of them and a lot in the last season. I'm sure we're going to see more in the fourth season, but there's so much emotion in that character. You just got to be like, you know, like, whew. At the end of the scene.
You're a wet noodle by the end of the day.
Yeah, I bet you are.
There is no doubt, because Bill is very precise, and he hears it in his head. Alec Berg hears it in his head.
Yeah.
So your job is not only to interpret, but to get as close in your interpretation to what they hear as possible. So it takes a tremendous amount of concentration. But I would imagine that a brain surgeon understands that.
Yeah, maybe.
I want them to concentrate as hard as
yes,
I can.
Ditto. Agree. We're talking to TV legend Henry Winkler. We're heading into the fourth and final season of HBO's Barry, and there's more when we come back on 720 WGN. State Plier, 720 WGN. We're talking to TV legend Henry Winkler. Fourth and final season of HBO's Barry premieres Sunday, April 16th. You know, I mentioned earlier you've been very busy, but you are writing your memoir to be released in October.
Yes, the day after my birthday, October 31st.
I love that. But it must be, this process, pretty cathartic to write about your life's journey and probably even a greater, like, almost therapy session for yourself to go through it all again and realize what a career this has been and continues to be.
Well, I'll tell you what is amazing. Now, with Lynn Oliver, I've written 39 children's books. Mm-hmm. I go to her office, we write, and then 4 months later, we have a book. With this one, when you're telling your story, my overall wish is that the people who read it leave the book with something. That something in the story, something in my thoughts, something that I've learned will be of value. So that's number one. And then number two is you're telling a story, and then like 2 weeks later, you wake up in the middle of the night in a sweat, and you go, oh my God, did I mention this? I had a wonderful time doing this. I loved going to South by Southwest and teaching. Did I mention that in the book? And then you go back, and then it's due, and you have all these stories to tell, and then the publisher says, well, you can put them all in the soft cover. All in the paperback.
Oh, interesting.
But I don't want them in the paperback. I want them in the first impression.
Yeah. Absolutely. And you think about those different stories all the time. I was going to say the process must make you think deeply about things, you know, because you always, every time I've talked to you probably for 10 years now, you always have gratitude in our conversations for experiences that you have. Like a lot of people, when they write a book about their life, they're really just discovering that stuff now. I really do believe you felt a great deal of that along the way.
I loved every minute. I really did. And even when I was an idiot, even when when I was younger, I was completely uncomfortable in my own skin.
Okay.
I was worried about everything. And the greatest thing about living, at least part of your life, is that you learn to relax. You learn that what you were worried about was not all that important. We all have chinks in our armor.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all, you know, for the most part, good human beings.
Yeah. Well, I so look forward to reading this book. I know it's going to be fabulous, and that's in October. And the same month your memoir comes out, you're also working on another children's book. You mentioned Lynn Oliver, Detective Duck, right?
Yes, that comes out in early October. This is the greatest. Dan Santet, who is a genius of an illustrator, helped us bring this little duckling alive. It's about a little duck who lives on a pond in New Hampshire with her friends, the salamander, the wren, a fish with very bad breath, a dragonfly, and her father is a beaver. And she dreams about being a detective.
It's great.
So it's called Detective Duck.
I love it.
And she solves ecological problems.
Mm, okay.
She's ecologically aware.
Here's the thing. You're a busy guy, Henry, but if it's not work if you love what you do, right?
That is so true.
Yeah.
I'm having the best time.
And I look forward to seeing you here in Chicago when you bring your book around. The fourth and final season of Barry premieres Sunday, April 16th on HBO. And streaming on HBO Max. It's always, I'm just telling you, always a pleasure catching up with you, Henry.
Thank you. It's always great to have a conversation with you, David.
Thank you, sir. You have a great weekend.
The best to you.
All right. Thanks, pal.